Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Agent, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to first invite out my friend Reed. He just called on from the 801 area. Let's see if we can invite him on. Reed, are you there? 648, are you there? Reed, are you there? Hello? Reed, can you hear me? Are you there, Reed?
I'm trying.
Roy, are you there?
Yeah.
We're on with Reed, and for some reason, Reed just lost connection. So he was trying to call in, but there was some other problem.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's on the conversation tonight?
Yeah, let's talk about this new pendulum that, you know, you've learned about.
Well, the book is, the author's name is Del W. Olson, and he's been doing it for quite a few years. This is a new book that he made, and it's the Pendulum Chart, Volume 1 chart, and it's called The Doorway to Knowing Your Intuitive Mind. And with this chart, it will go into different kind of factors. It'll go into a lot of health issues. It'll go into essential oils, herbal, allergies. It goes into a lot of information. Who's involved? What am I telling myself? How do I motivate myself? How to change my life? And it also goes in the automobile diagnosis. If you want to know more about your car, why it's having trouble, business decisions, love compatibility. You can also figure out, like, if you lost something and you're trying to find something, it'll give you directions for that. And then it goes into the numerological chart, which gives you times, dates, and names, and percentages. So it's a really powerful, interesting book, right?
That sounds like very interesting. And will this help with relationship problems? What kind of, you know, what can it do to help people that are going through different, you know, whether it be their health or what? Will it help with everything?
Yeah, I feel like it will help with a variety of different things, you know, like it'll go into, like I say, a lot of health issues. For one, I'll just give an example. It goes into, like, how to detox. If you're, you know, talks about your pH level reading chart, if your pH level is either too high or too low, it'll go into that. Goes into your immune system. If your immune system is blocked, it'll tell you more about that. So it kind of goes into all kinds of different things. Source of condition, it'll tell you what your source is. Disease or dissatisfaction chart, it'll kind of go into that. And you can use pretty much any pendulum with it. The pendulum I got is the Tree of Life, but it's like the Tree of Life or the Tree of Knowledge. And basically what it does is it kind of gives you more information on knowledge based on, you know, based on life. So that's kind of why I think I was drawn more towards the Amethyst Tree of Life pendulum. Everyone's kind of drawn to certain things. Some people are drawn to wizards or witches or things like that. But just kind of caught my eye, this pendulum. And it's also an amethyst pendulum, so I'm kind of gives a little bit more psychic power behind it. So I also believe crystals and different stones have different abilities too. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
That's interesting. Main thing is, you know, what energies, you know, connect. You know, what might be good for one person might not be for the next. I think a lot of it has to do with the vibration, you know, whether, you know,
right,
you know, what are you connected to.
And it also depends on the holder too, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, some people are okay with other people using their tarot cards or pendulums, and some people are not. So it just depends on if that person gives them permission to put their energy into it.
That's so true, and a lot of it is, again, you know, making that connection and going into
like
that vibration.
It's kind of like with Geotran. If one person, one facilitator doesn't work, then you have to go to another. And I think that's all about permission, your spirit giving that person permission to use that tool. So it always comes down to free will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of callers, Roy, and should we start with our first caller?
Let's go ahead and, you know, get some examples, you know, how this works.
Okay, let's go to our first caller from the 248 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And now, Mike, where are you from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Oh, again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And Adrian would like to answer any question that you might have for us right now.
Yeah, I'm looking to make a move. I'm making a move next month, cross country, and just kind of wanted to get some insight on that move, you know, in regards to financially and, you know, possibly romantically as well.
So do you want me to look into, like, how this will change your life?
Sure.
Okay. So this chart I'll be looking into, it says how to change my life chart. And the question that I will be asking is how will this improve my quality of life?
Correct.
So we'll be checking and scanning, and it will tell us how it will improve your quality of life.
Excellent.
And then we'll check the percentage on that. Okay, so it's saying that right now is to expand your heart's desires. So that's how it's going to improve your quality of life. It will help to expand your heart's desires and kind of knowing where you're going to go in the future. And I'm going to look at the percentage, how that's going to affect you. And it will affect you by 50%.
Okay.
So by moving, it's going to just move your energy up to about 50%. And in about 50%, you're going to be able to manifest your desires by expanding your heart's desires. That's what it says.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm done with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's saying, and then it's asking, what other aspects are needed for positive changes? so we're going to look that up. That's weird. My wrist just turned when it was turning the other way. Okay, and it's leaning towards more to move past fears and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, anything you want to share with that one?
Mainly, my guides are telling me that whatever, has been holding you.
Hello.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
I'm 2012. I'm the host of this Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Jason, I'm here. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Roy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. Adrian, are we all back on the air now?
Yeah, for some reason we got kicked off.
Oh, okay. And that was saying, are you, when you do relocate, is there somebody there that you're going to be, that's waiting for you?
In regards to a relationship?
Yeah.
Not particularly.
Okay, because I feel that your soulmate, will be in that new location.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So there's some big changes, that are coming your way.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like it's going to be successful.
And it does, it sounds really good, that, you made the right decision.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And let's go ahead, Adrian, with the next caller now.
Okay, let's go to the 210 area. The 410 area.
Hello?
How are you doing? What's your name, please?
Hi. Thanks so much. My name is Maria.
And where are you from?
I'm from the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. And how can we help you tonight?
I'm looking to meet someone that will be permanent as far as the relationship goes. And I'm wondering if you could tell me when that will happen or where I'll be in my life when that happens.
Is this somebody that you've known?
No, I'd personally like to get married, and that hasn't happened for me yet, and I'm just wondering if that's going to happen. And
if this is
when.
Something that's coming in the future for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, Adrian, check the percentage on that.
All right, I'm going to look on her time factor.
Okay.
And I'll tell you when this will happen. And then we're going to check your percentage. And where that's at. so just give me 1 minute.
Sure, take your time.
I have to look it up here, the page. Okay, page 4, okay. Okay, I'm on the time factor chart. And now this chart will give you the days, times, and weeks when it will happen.
Mm. The day, time, and week?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It goes in pretty much a lot of detail. And, keep in mind, I am using the pendulum. And this is the pendulum chart. And right now, well, we're just asking, when is this going to happen? That was the question. And it's saying from 1 month from now, it's going to happen.
So she's looking at 4 weeks, and...
She's looking at 4 weeks.
What happens in 4 weeks?
Well, this, I guess from what I'm getting is that the relationship's going to take off in 4 weeks.
Hmm. I'm just curious what you're using to determine the time. You're using a deck of oracle cards?
No, I'm using a pendulum chart.
Uh-huh.
And the pendulum chart tells you weeks, days, months, times, and whatever the pendulum lands on, that's what it tells you.
Oh, okay. Wow. Just out of curiosity, so I'll meet this person in about a month. Do you know when I'll actually, I guess if I meet, I'd like to get married, do you know when I'll actually marry this person?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me when I'll actually solidify, like, when I'll actually get married to this person? It sounds like I'll meet them in a month, but I know I'm not going to get married in a month. You know, so I'm just wondering how far down the road, how many years that is.
Okay. Yeah, this goes into more specific than the tarot, because it breaks it all down, you know?
Oh, wow.
And tarot don't really break it down. You're just guessing with the tarot. And with this, it'll just go right to the month.
Mm-hmm. So,
your question is when will you get married, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's saying in 4 months.
In 4 months?
We have to check the percentage of that first. And right now it's only at 20%. So your connection with this person is very weak. So in order to build that relationship, it's going to take a while. But within that 4 months, it's going to move. It'll move fast as soon as you really connect with this person.
I need to, there's a message that I need to add to this. And what I wanted to share with you is that, first of all, you know, that sort of seems like a really short period, you know, to meet somebody and to marry them within that time. But again, in the universe, there is no time and space. That things can move rapidly. A good example.
And they can manifest.
A good example. I met my wife, you know, out of the, you know, blue sky, and within 3 months' time, we were married, and we just happened to. This, you know, she was going one way, I was going the other way. and we just happened to meet.
Sure.
So it is, you know, everything is possible. The main thing is what my guides are telling me to tell you is that if this is your heart's desire, then you need to start meditating and manifesting this certain, you know, soulmate into your life.
Sure, of course. I know anything's possible. And so I'll meet this person within 4 weeks, and then there's a 20% chance that the relationship will become permanent within 4 months.
Yeah. If you want to see those percentages go up, then you have to start meditating, and, you know, so that, you know, you have that direct focus, and then you'll see the percentages go up.
Mm.
A good example, Adrian, if she starts meditating and manifesting, I want you to check on the percentage. What will that do?
Okay. It'll go up to 70%.
See how much of a difference that would make? I mean, that's almost a sure bet. A guarantee, yeah. So, you know, that is the message for you. You know, if this is your heart's desire, then you need to start meditating and manifesting that special, you know, person into your life so that this will guarantee you, you know, your happiness or whatever, you know, you're desiring from the universe.
A lot of it's trust.
Yeah.
If you don't have
the main
trust,
thing is not to focus on what didn't work in the past, but focus on allowing the universe to bring that special someone into your life.
Yeah, a lot of it's trust in the universe.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to, I'm sure you have other people on the line. I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah. But that was the message for you, and we hope that we were able to, you know, help you. And so let's go ahead with the next caller.
Thank you.
Looks like we're out of callers.
You just ran out.
Yeah.
But on these charts, I just want to share with all our our longtime listeners out there, how these charts work, and you know, it's connecting with that energy and breaking it down, you know, into percentages, and you know, and these can even be with yes or no questions, or you know, career or relationships, or even health problems, you know. Anything, actually it's for anything, because everything is energy, and this is just tapping into that energy source. I just wanted to share that with everyone. And what can you share with this, Adrian?
Well, I also want to mention, too, that anybody that would like to contact their spirit guide or angel, we can also go into contacting spirits as well.
And what about spirit guides?
Also, we can talk about spirit guides, their names, and give the dates and times and the names. We can also go into guardian angels as well.
The main thing is there's no limit. That's what you know, what you're able to do, and because you know you're going directly into source, and energy don't lie. It only, you know, brings the truth out.
That's true.
What else, Agent, would you like to share?
Well, also, I'd like to share that every pendulum works differently than another, so it may not work the same way as it works for me. You might even come up with a different answer. You might come up with a different resolution. But I just go with the flow of what the pendulum tells me. Whether I'm right or wrong doesn't matter. What matters is the message has to come forth, and that energy doesn't lie. So it will pick up, it will scan whatever it's supposed to pick up and say what it's supposed to say. We say things as humans that we really don't know why we say it, but we just say it. Or we do things, why we don't know why we do things, and that's usually coming from the spirit. So I just wanted to mention that.
That's wonderful, and main thing is, where it's sort of difficult for a lot of people is, being open-minded, to new ways or new ideas of looking at things. Thing is, all these tools are available for everyone. We just have to have faith, and trust, in the information that comes, to us, whether it be from a reader or a channeler or whoever. I just wanted to share that information. And we have any more callers, Agent?
No more callers.
Okay. We're getting pretty close to the end of the show, so is there any more messages that you'd like to say to our listeners?
Well, there is a message I'd like to give to our listeners, and it is what is going on with my emotional body? And I'm just going to go ahead and scan it and see what's going on with all of us right now,
mm-hmm.
with this recession that we're going through with the government. And right now it's gone to unresolved issues. So there's a lot of unresolved issues that we're dealing with right now.
And to me, what unresolved means is that a lot of people are being blind that the truth hasn't come out yet. Until this happens, it's going to continue to be unresolved.
And the next one that I chose is experiments.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, whether it be, secret societies or, the shadow government or whatever, what are they trying to do?
Which means right now we're being experimented on.
Yeah. What works and what don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other one, the other one it's gone to is ego gratification.
And a lot of it has to do with people letting go of the ego. And what does ego mean? That means it's God off.
Right.
And that, people have to be more connected to Source.
Right.
That's the whole answer.
That we have to become more of the spiritual.
Yeah.
and stop thinking like scientists.
That's right. It, I mean, even the scientists can't even figure out a lot about the spiritual. They have an idea, but they can't put a number on it. So a lot of it is, what does our intuition tell us? You know, what does our, you know, spiritual connection tell us?
And the other one that it's gone to is dishonesty and lying to oneself.
Well, I mean, put it this way, there's a lot of carn artists out there. And they're not there for our highest good.
No, they're not.
So we have to be careful. You know, if it don't sound right, you know, don't buy it.
Right.
Like, you know, you've heard the saying, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is.
Right, and the other one is not being heard.
Well, you know, this is why, you know, we decided to do our Blog Talk Radio show, and that was to help people so that they can be heard, that the message needs to get out. And people have to share, you know, whatever they're experiencing.
Right.
I think we're at the end of the show now.
Okay. I'll hang up and call you back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.